It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Right back to it here on Championship Saturday. You're dialed into KNZA 103.9 FM back at Hiawatha High School. Last night, we had girls' sub-state championship games. And here tonight, on the boys' side, two trips to the state tournament are up for grabs. Three of the four teams still alive reside out of the Big East League. Game number one tonight, about 5.5 minutes from tipping off here in Hiawatha. Perry LeCompton taking on the Bishop Ward Cyclones. And then the nightcap around 6:30, it is Silver Lake taking on Sabetha. Again, two trips to Hutch on the line for next week alongside Logan Bitterman. Amanda here helping out. We'll have the next game, of course, on the Sabetha channel courtesy of MSC Sports. I'm Brandon Tabman as we get set for Perry LeCompton and Bishop Ward. Well, let's talk first, Logan, about Perry LeCompton here, fourth-year head coach Matt Simmons. Of course, they made the state tournament just 2 years ago. Unfortunate, it was a first-round exit to southeast of Saline, but just lo and behold, 2 years later, two road wins in the first two rounds of this sub-state. First one up, they knocked out the defending champs in Wellsville in overtime, and then on Wednesday night in the semifinals, they went on the road, took on a top-three team in this bracket in Santa Fe Trail, controlled that game from the jump, winning it 63-52. This Perry LeCompton team, just a 12-10 record, but one win away from making it back to state.
Yeah, Brandon, and it's like you said, we've got two games here tonight. You got four teams left. You got two teams who are going to move on the next week and have a shot at trying to go and compete for a state title. But this first matchup, obviously, it's Bishop Ward, Perry LeCompton. We got to see them once this year when Sabetha went down there and played them. So kind of just based off that, obviously, they can be a team that can get hot shooting the ball this season, but this could be a really good game. Obviously, you said it, Bishop Ward having a player that averages about 24 points a game roughly this season, so this could be a fun one. And, Brandon, you also said it, Perry LeCompton, they went on the road twice in this sub-state, won both of those games, but you think about this as well, and you even alluded to this before you just went on the air. How different could this boys' brackets be for all these teams here tonight? And maybe a little bit different on who made it because Olathe Heritage Christian was not able to compete in the postseason this season. So it could have definitely swung around, and, you know, we might not have these matchups that we have tonight.
On the other side, of course, just talking about Perry LeCompton a little bit, Bishop Ward, the Cyclones, they're hot right now. They've won seven consecutive games and eight of their last nine. They are 15-7 overall, and they are looking for their first state tournament appearance since 2007. So it has been a long time since the Cyclones have gotten to a state tournament, but they are one win away tonight here in Hiawatha against the Cause. You mentioned Tyler Holmes, the Kaw Valley Conference Player of the Year, just shy of 24 points and 10 rebounds a game, gets you over three steals and a couple assists a game as well. He is the school record holder for points in a season, and the Cyclones offense that averages roughly 60 points per game, it's going to run through the 6'3 senior Tyler Holmes.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun to watch, obviously. You talk about how, you know, 60 points a game for a team, that's pretty good in high school basketball. Obviously, you're going in, you know, for Bishop Ward. It's a little different when now you're going to play a team like Perry LeCompton, who, you know, out of the Big East League, a team that's always competitive every year in the league, possibly one of the best leagues around in the state of Kansas. You get a matchup with them. You played Riverside, you know, just here a couple nights ago, and that game came down to the very end where Riverside missed the game when he shot. Otherwise, it could have been Riverside in this game. But Bishop Ward, if you want to have a chance tonight, I think it's got to start with Holmes, and you got to get him going. And then the other guys are going to have to contribute and step up big.
Yeah, Bishop Ward, their first-round game, they beat West Franklin 62-33. And then Wednesday night, in that semifinal tilt on the road at Riverside, came down to the final few seconds. But it was the Cyclones of Bishop Ward able to hold on, defeat the Riverside Cyclones 65-64. Again, Perry LeCompton looking for their first trip to the state tournament since 22-23. The Cyclones of Bishop Ward looking for their state or first trip to the state tournament since 2007. Bishop Ward, their head coach, is Kevin Walterbach. He is in his second season leading the program, although he's been with the school for 11 years. He was a assistant coach and JV coach for 9 years prior to taking over as the varsity boys basketball coach. Again, Perry LeCompton and Bishop Ward. It's going to be followed by Silver Lake and Sabetha. Two sub-state title games here in Hiawatha tonight as we get you now set for the starting lineups and the tip-off for this one here. All right, let's get you the starting lineups. We'll start with Bishop Ward. Again, the Cyclones under second-year head coach Kevin Walterbach. They're going to go like this here tonight. Quintavion Pike, a 5'8 sophomore guard at 8 points and nearly 3 rebounds a game. Jalen Jefferson, a 5'11 junior guard at 6.5 points per game. Noah Jensen, a swing forward, a 6'1 senior at 8.2 points per game. Gabriel Delatorre is a 6'5 senior forward at 7.5 points per game. And then Tyler Holmes, the 6'3 senior at 23.5 points per game. We'll step aside for a timeout. Perry LeCompton starters, and the tip-off is coming up right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sabetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys Class 3A Substate title games tonight here on KNTA. Amanda, Logan, Brandon, Kurt all with you here tonight. We got you the Bishop Ward starting five prior to that timeout. Now on the other side, the cause of Perry LeCompton under fourth-year head coach Matt Simmons. They go like this here in this Substate title game tonight. Ronnie Baker, a 6'3 junior forward, averaging 12.3 points per game. That leads the team. Colton Kniper, a 5'11 senior guard, 6.8 points per game. Marius Carlson, the senior swing forward, at over 11 points per game. And then two more guards in the backcourt. Eli Dean, a 5'10 senior, just north of 7 points per game. And Aiden Graves, a 5'11 senior, just south of 7 points per game. So again, for Perry LeCompton, a record of 12-10. It is Baker, Kniper, Carlson, Dean, and Graves. And then again on the other side for Bishop Ward, at 15-7, under head coach Kevin Walterbach, it'll be Pike, Jefferson, Jensen, Holmes, and Delatorre. Excited to bring you this one here again tonight. The cause in the home white uniforms blue numerals and lettering trimmed out in black. Bishop Ward, the road, all black uniforms. They got white numerals and lettering. Again, last night we had the two girls championship games, and the winners were Osage City and Silver Lake. And tonight, two boys are punching tickets here tonight. Two boys teams, I should say, punching those tickets to Hutch next week. Again, Bishop Ward and Perry LeCompton, followed by Sabetha and Silver Lake. So again, Perry LeCompton, a record of 12-10 as we get to announcing the starting five. Excited for this one, Logan. Let's talk a few keys to tonight's game. Bishop Ward, they are very athletic, and it's going to start with Tyler Holmes. Perry LeCompton and Matt Simmons, they got to have a good game plan together, guarding the Kaw Valley Conference Player of the Year, trying to keep him in check, again, averaging nearly 24 points and 10 rebounds a game.
Yeah, and for, you know, for Perry, mainly for both teams, but especially for Perry, if you want to definitely have a chance in this game, obviously, which they definitely do, both teams have a really good shot. It's going to be trying to stop Holmes from getting the ball, getting into the paint and scoring. If you're Bishop Ward, biggest thing, you got to get offensive and defensive rebounds. So does Perry, obviously. Both teams got to win the battle of the boards, but you just look at it, it looks like Bishop Ward can get up and down the court very quickly. So if you're a Holmes, you want to try to get the ball out in transition and go quick. If you're Perry, you got to make sure you know where he's at all times and get back in defense on the transition.
All right, a trip to the state tournament is on the line. The tip is up, controlled by Bishop Ward. They operate here offensively from left to right, and the Cyclones, here we go. We're underway. Game one of two here tonight on KNTA. Perry LeCompton out, man-to-man defense to start. Top of the circle, it is Tyler Holmes, Kaw Valley Conference Player of the Year. Good dump down inside, easy layup for two. Nice pass to Jalen Jefferson, and a good opening possession for the Cyclones. They lead 2-0. Now the Kaw is into the front court from right to left. Their first offensive possession. Perry LeCompton averaging 53 points per game. The Cyclones give it up at 50 points per game. Here's Kneiper diving in, kicking right. Graves a three. Got it to go. The 5'11 senior, Aiden Graves, knocks in a triple. And the Kaws have their first lead. It's 3-2 at 50 seconds into the game. Pass into the corner. This is Noah Jensen with the basketball. Here's Holmes up top. He got bumped down. Good defense by Carlson. Nice double team on him. Here's Pike, left wing three. It's off the heel strong. And a rebound for Colton Kneiper and Perry LeCompton. They get it up the floor to Carlson. He's trapped on the left wing. Now Kneiper, sidestep, off balance, floater, no good. Trying to fight for his own rebound. Tipped out of bounds. It was last touched by Quintavion Pike. And Bishop Ward had a chance there, but the Kaws keep it at 6:47 to go in the first. They have a 3-2 lead. Here's Aiden Graves up top. It is Ronnie Baker with the basketball. Graves thought about it on the left wing. Instead, closed out quickly. Good defense by Pike. Free throw line for Carlson. Hands it off to Graves on a curl. Backed up to the top of the key. Had it knocked away. Good defense here by Bishop Ward. Carlson sets and fires a three. This one a little strong. Offensive rebound for Baker, and then he had it stripped away and stolen. Good defense by the Cyclones. Coast to coast. Flipping one up. No good. Tipped in the air, and now Aiden Graves with the rebound, trying to push the tempo up the floor. A lot of physicality, and another takeaway here for Bishop Ward. Two on two. Holmes, layup good. Tyler Holmes, that was an athletic finish for him, and the Cyclones retake the lead at 4-3. Graves might have got away with a walk there. He got shoved on that pivot foot a touch, but no whistle. Right side, here is Carlson up top. Here's a deep three on the way. This one a little bit strong. Out on the perimeter, a rebound for Holmes. He wants to go coast to coast. He fell to the floor. This should be a travel, and it is. A turnover by Bishop Ward. Their first in tonight's game, and the Kaws get it back, trailing 4-3 at 5:48 to go in the first.
Yeah, and so far the rest kind of let him play so far here tonight. You like seeing that, but at the same time you don't want to get him too out of hand down the stretch.
Definitely some physicality here in the first 2 minutes and change in tonight's sub-state title game. Carlson, little give and go. Holmes picked it away. Nice steal by Holmes. Three turnovers now by Perry LeCompton. They get it up the floor in transition. And Jalen Jefferson finds his second basket. He's got four, and it's 6-3 Cyclones. 5:22 to go in the first. Boy, they get up and down the floor quickly, don't they? Up top, here's Baker with it. Left side pass. This is Eli Dean. Baker sets him a screen. Good defense there played by the Cyclones on that pick. Here's Graves, free throw line, back down to the top of the key. Now it goes to Kneiper. Left side, Eli Dean. Here comes a ball screen working right. Again, they're switching here on these screens. On the Cyclones defensively, Baker gets one inside and got by his defender for two. Ronnie Baker on the right block, cuts it to 1-6-5, Bishop Ward at 4:50 to go in this first. Here's Holmes in the corner, fading away, Kansas 3. 5 points for the Kaw Valley Conference Player of the Year, and it's 8-5 Cyclones as we're coming up on 4.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Here is Carlson with the basketball, left wing. Now Baker sets, tees up a three. It's an air ball, fighting for it, saved, but thrown out of bounds by Carlson, and it goes back to Bishop Ward. Good energy, good pace here so far to this one. Not quite to the halfway point of this opening quarter. Cyclones with an 8-5 lead over Perry-Lecompton, and the Caws drop back to a 2-3 zone. Quintavion Pike, right side on the wing. Now it goes to Jensen in the corner. They reverse the basketball. Here's De La Torre. Here's a nice ball fake in the lane. Jump shot from the elbow is good by Quintavion Pike. That is his first basket. Now a double up here for the Cyclones. They lead it 10-5 right at the halfway point here in this opening quarter. Graves spinning up off the window. It's good. Aiden Graves did that one all by himself. He's got 5 of the cost, 7, and 10-7 our score. 3:48 to go. Bishop Ward right back up the floor, missing a left corner 3, but an offensive rebound for Pike to keep it alive. Now Holmes in the paint, through 2, a lot of contact, shot up and good. Boy, Tyler Holmes, very good, makes it 13-7. Now Perry gets it back up the floor, missed shot, rebound though by Ronnie Baker, and he puts it up and in for 2. Boy, quick pace here, 13-9 Cyclones at 3:20 to go in this opening quarter. Top of the key right now, Noah Jensen with the basketball, caught still in the 2-3. Diving in was Pike, kicked it into the corner. De La Torre pulls, air balls a three, or a long two, I should say. Holmes grabbed the backside rebound, but then he had it taken away. Second turnover. Here's Perry in transition. Shot no good by Dean, but an offensive rebound for Kneiper. And now the Caws trying to reset. They lost it in the corner. Ball's in the air. Holmes able to save it and is able to get it into his teammate. And now he threw it up the floor, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Carlson. And Bishop Ward will keep it. We get our first sub of the game. This is going to be Cooper Trendle, 6'2 senior in for Perry-Lecompton. 2:50 to go in this fast-paced opening quarter. Bishop Ward out to a 13-9 lead. Tyler Holmes will throw it in near side corner. Dumps it into Jalen Jefferson. They get it back top of the key. Now left side on the wing to Jensen. Back up top to Pike. Now De La Torre sets, fires, can't make a three from the right wing, and a rebound on the backside by Eli Dean. Perry can cut into this four-point deficit here. Carlson, great pass to the left wing. Open three is good. Colton Kneiper, just 21% from behind the arc. He cans the left wing three there, and it's a one-point Cyclones lead. It is 13-12 at now under 2:20 to go in this first quarter. Holmes between the rings out high. Jensen's pass tip. Holmes trying to save it in the corner. Does so. He gets bumped driving in from the left corner. And our first foul of the game at 2:10 to go. It's going against Perry-Lecompton. And this one on Marius Carlson. Another sub in for Perry. Bronson Rush, the senior, is into the game for Aiden Graves. This is a up and down game so far. A lot of tempo on both ends of the floor. Both these teams trying to get up and down quickly. They get it inside. Shot no. Hits the rim twice. Still on the ground. Picked up by Perry-Lecompton's Eli Dean. Cyclones had a good look there on the inbounds. Just couldn't convert. Into the corner it goes. Here is Trendle at three. It was halfway down and out. Rebound Tyler Holmes. And now he is fouled quickly. That's Carlson. That's going to be his second. Not a good foul there by Marius Carlson. That's going to bring back Ronnie Baker very quickly. So the Cyclones get it back. A substitution is in. We'll see Edward Freeman Jr., a 6-foot senior guard for the Cyclones here. Tyler Holmes going to work it casual in the front court from left to right. Angles left. Now he's down the middle of the floor. Looking left. Now goes right on the wing to Pike. Holmes set up in the right corner. Nice ball fake. Spins on the block. Through 2. Couldn't spin it up and in. Gets his own rebound with strength. Puts it up and in. Tyler Holmes, 9 points and 4 rebounds already. Cyclones a 15-12 lead. Now 90 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Right now with the ball, it is Kneiper. Looking for Trendle at the elbow. Gets it there. Using the dribble once. Picks it up. Trying to find a cutter. It's knocked away. Rush was trying to chase it down. And they're going to say it was out of bounds, and it'll stay here with Perry-Lecompton. Holmes was diving towards the corner, trying to save that in for Bishop Ward. But it will be Perry basketball. 15-12 Cyclones. A minute 19 to go in this first quarter. Here's Dean to throw it in, just a touch right side of his own backboard. Got to get it in, got to get it in, and that's going to be a five count. Well, Logan, that's five turnovers now here in this opening quarter for Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, and that's not a very good thing, obviously, and especially in a game like this for any team to have, but especially Bishop Ward. I said it, you know, the transition game, and they're quick up and down the floor, so turning the ball over is something you don't want to do if you're the Cogs.
Here's Holmes driving in. Good dump down pass. Holmes the assist. Easy basket for Edward Freeman Jr., and it's now 17-12 Cyclones at a minute to go in this first period. Here's Dean into the front court. Angles left. Stops on a dime. Now Trindle. Backdoor rush. His pass taken away. Now six turnovers by Perry. 3-on-2 break. A lot of contact, but an offensive foul is called on Gabriel Delatorre. Third turnover by the Cyclones, and now the Cogs get it back at 48 seconds to go in the period, trailing 17-12. Far sideline into the front court. Eli Dean, medium pace. Here's Rush on the right wing. Trindle up top, looking left, goes that way on the wing. Now back up to Baker. Great ball fake. Gets in the lane. Straightaway shot up and good. Right in front of the free throw line. It was Ronnie Baker who's got six. 17-14. Cogs down by three. 25 seconds left in the first. Tyler Holmes, Call Valley Conference Player of the Year. Just a smidgen in front of the midcourt line. Cyclones looking for the final shot here in this opening period. Causes stayed in this 2-3 zone here for about 3 or 4 minutes of this quarter. 8 seconds. Holmes trying to go to work. Hop steps in the lane. Another pass to Edward Freeman Jr. And he finds another deuce. Can the Cogs get one up? Dean from half court. He nearly banked it in. It was halfway down and out off the window. Well, that's going to take us to the end of a very fast-paced first quarter. Trip to Hutch on the line here in Class 3A. From Hiawatha, Kansas, Bishop Ward 19, Perry LeCompton 14. Second quarter action out of a timeout here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
KMTS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys Class 3A Substate title game tonight here in Hiawatha. Good pace, good energy. The early pass thrown out of bounds. Perry LeCompton's got it. Tyler Holmes nearly got a steal for the Cyclones. Right now, Bishop Ward leading the Cogs 19-14. We have played 9 seconds of this second period. Try to reset here. Will Perry LeCompton, Aiden Graves, a couple of dribbles between the legs, gets into the front court, man-to-man by Pike. He'll get all the way. Layup good. Aiden Graves, how about that? 7 in the game for Graves, and it's 19-16, caused down by a triple at 30 seconds into the second quarter. Tyler Holmes, sensational first quarter, 9 points, couple assists, and 4 rebounds. Here's Jensen, right side on the wing. Cogs come back out in that 2-3 zone defense. Here's Holmes, top of the circle, works it left. Pike, deep three, front rim, no. Battling for the rebound and a whistle and a foul on the Cyclones on the rebound attempt. That one is on Edward Freeman Jr. That is his first, actually the first foul on the Cyclones in this game. Eli Dean checks back in. Bronson Rush, the senior, gets a breather. Perry LeCompton could tie it with a three right here. They're down 19-16, 7:13 to go in the first half. Inadvertent whistle here by the official. They'll reset. Perry LeCompton will throw it in with Cooper Trindle right in front of their own bench. Trindle trying to find, still trying to find, finally gets it in. It was almost the second five count against the Cause here in the first half. But here's Graves into the front court. Angles left, goes between the legs, now behind the back. Left side pass to Dean on the wing. Physical man-to-man defense by the Cyclones. A three is short by Baker. Graves nearly had it saved in bounds, but it's going to be off his own teammate, out of bounds underneath, and it goes back to Bishop Ward. Just over a minute gone by, quarter number two. Cyclones 19, Cause 16. Bishop Ward trying to get back to the state tournament for the first time since 2007. Holmes, a left corner three, couldn't get it to go. Fighting for the backside rebound on the ground is Pike. This is probably going to be a jump ball here. It is. And it will stay on this end of the floor with Bishop Ward. So Bishop Ward to throw it in. They average 60 points per game. As a team hitting 44% of their shots, including 27% from downtown. They set it up for Holmes on the right wing. Closed out quickly on this 2-3 zone. On that top left part there by Eli Dean. Now Holmes again. Directing traffic with the ball is Holmes. Delatoria touch. Right side, Pike, the lefty for three. Swish. Quintavion Pike from downtown. That is his 19th triple of the season. And a six-point lead for the Cyclones at 22-16. Not quite 2 minutes in. And now another turnover here by Perry. And there's a foul. And Graves stopping it in transition there. Now Graves has some words for the official there. Graves will pick up his first foul of the game. And the first on Perry here in the second quarter. Marius Carlson checks back in for the Cause. Cooper Trindle gets a breather. 6:06 to go in the half. 22-16 Bishop Ward. Cyclones with the possession. Here's Holmes at the elbow. Thought about it. The cutter was there, but he threw it like he was going to be on the wing, and that was Edward Freeman Jr. And the Cyclones turn it over for a fourth time.
Yeah, I don't think Holmes saw him cut towards the basket. He would have had a wide-open three-point shot, but that's another turnover.
Here's Graves into the front court, going behind the back on Pike. Gets in the paint, stops, shovels underneath. Here is Baker through a lot of contact. Carlson there on the putback, and he's going to be fouled after grabbing the offensive rebound. And we get our first free throws of the game. It's going to be Marius Carlson for Perry LeCompton. And the foul against Bishop Ward going against Delatorre. At least I believe that was the call. It'll be his first. Here's Carlson at the line. First free throw up and good. Carlson, a 71% foul shooter this season. Second leading scorer for the Cause. And his second is a pure swish. 2-for-2 for Marius Carlson. 22-18. The Cause are down four. 5:45 to go, half number one. Logan, we saw Perry start in man, and then they have switched to this 2-3. They have not gone away from it. There's a block shot inside. Carlson got a hand on it, took it away. Good defense now. Can it lead to some offense? Here's Dean into the front court, angles left. Here's Baker on the wing. Back up top to Graves. No hesitation on a three. That one not there. Tipped out to the midcourt line and picked up by Bishop Ward. Here's Pike. Into the corner, Jensen thought about it, dumps it inside. Edward Freeman Jr. couldn't get it to go. Offensive rebound up and in by Gabriel Delatorre, and a timeout on the floor by Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton. It's a full timeout. We'll step aside as well. 5:08 to go, first half. Bishop Ward 24, Perry LeCompton 18. You're listening to Substate Championship Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
Identity theft is no joke. Over $10 billion was lost due to ID theft last year alone.
Keep yourself safe by checking your credit reports annually, reviewing bank statements, and changing your passwords frequently.
Be sure to review privacy settings on apps and your online accounts to protect your identity and give you peace of mind.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Substate Championship Basketball tonight here in the 3A classification from Hiawatha High School. Our first of two championship games tonight. And right now, Perry LeCompton trailing Bishop Ward 24-18. We got 5:08 to go in this first half of play. Again, Amanda and Logan alongside Kurt Brandon here on KNZA as well. Cyclones being led by Tyler Holmes with 9 points. And 7 for Aiden Graves to lead the Cause. out of the timeout. Perry LeCompton with it, down six. Here is Dean, dribbles to the right wing, stops there, up top, Carlson open for three, he got it. Marius Carlson, his first field goal, he's a 31% shooter from downtown, and it's back to a three-point game at 24-21 at 4:45 and counting in this second quarter. Right side, here's Pike, no hezzy, drills it to right wing three for Quintavion Pike. That's his second three of the half, he's got 8 points. Cyclones get that one right back. It's 27-21. Graves looking for a Baker screen. It was defended well. They get it down low. Wide open for two off the window. Put up and in by Eli Dean. His first basket, 27-23. Again, a four-point game. The Cause trailing. 4:15 to go in this first half. Now the Cause are in a 3-2 zone. Switching it up. Is Matt Simmons, the head coach for Perry LeCompton here in this first half. Here's Jensen, Delatorre thought about it. Bouncing it back up top to Jensen. Now Holmes in the paint, got pushed from behind. And that whistle will be blown and a foul called. I think they're going to get Ronnie Baker. They do. That is his first. And Perry LeCompton team foul number two. Quick sub about to come back in here for Bishop Ward. That is Jalen Jefferson. And he will take the spot of Edward Freeman Jr., who has played well off the bench with 4 early points. 3:58 to go in the first half. Perry LeCompton trailing Bishop Ward 27-23. Good energy, good pace here so far tonight in this one. Trying to look for Jefferson inside. They get it to him. Up with muscle. Got it to go. It bounced in over the rim and fell through. Jalen Jefferson, his third basket. He's got 6. 29-23 Cyclones. Here's Baker, wing left. Cyclones have gone man-to-man the entire way to this point. Dean on the drive. Good kick into the corner. Kneiper a three. Got it. Colton Kneiper. They are answering most possessions here so far, and it's 29-26. And now an offensive foul away from the ball. They're going to get Delatorre, I believe, on an illegal screen. And that, in fact, is the case. His second foul, turnover number 5 on Bishop Ward. And team foul number 3. Cause are down 3 with the ball. Under 3.5 minutes to go in this first half. Cyclones 29, Cause 26. Trip to Hutch on the line next week. Here's Dean, right side on the wing. Trendle back into the game. He's got a touch. Now rifles a pass to the free throw line. Baker turning, facing. Graves in the corner. Thought about it. Puts it on the dribble. Backdoor pass at the block. Layup good. Ronnie Baker. Baker's got 8 points. The assist there for Aiden Graves. 29-28. The Cause are within one. Just south of 3 minutes to go in this second quarter. Holmes up top. He has scored here in this second quarter after a dynamite first with 9 points. Jensen thought about it. Nice ball fake. Got Kneiper in the air. Now Holmes on the right wing. Thought about diving in. Lazy pass, and it's taken away by Perry LeCompton. Dean steps into a three. Front rim hits in. Falls through. The shooter's touch for Eli Dean, and the Cause take the lead. It's 31-29. Under 2.5 minutes to go. The Cause are fighting. Now have their first lead since early in the game. Bishop Ward had a 19-14 lead at the end of one, and now the Cause are back in front by 2 at 2:15 and counting in the first half. Another pass tipped away. Another Cyclones turnover. 2-on-1 break. Graves to the rack. Can't get it to go. Tipped out of bounds. Perry LeCompton basketball. Graves had a good look. 2-on-1. After the miss, Cyclones couldn't secure the rebound, and we'll see Devontae Davis, a 5'10 junior, into the game here for Bishop Ward, taking the spot of Noah Jensen. Cause battling here. 2:07 to go in the half. They lead it by 2 with the ball underneath their own basket. Here's Trendle at the top of the key. Tried to throw it right back into the corner. Got it there to Dean. Now Graves, high right. Back to Trendle, then hands it off to Aiden Graves. 3 steps in front of midcourt. He was closed out by Devontae Davis, who just checked into the game. Got to get rid of it. Does so here to Kneiper, left side. Now Trendle thought about it from straightaway. Now left block, going to work. Baker using muscle. Shot blocked from behind. Great defense by Edward Freeman Jr. on the block there. Minute 40 to go in the half. 2-point Perry LeCompton lead. Here's Holmes high left. The reset. Cause still in this 3-2 zone defense. The zone has really given the Cyclones issues, and it forces another turnover. Here's Graves, right side on the wing, dumps it down. Trendle couldn't get it to go, fighting for his own rebound. Second chance is no good. He's still fighting for it, and it's chased down into the corner by Kneiper. And now a three straight away is good by Eli Dean. Largest lead for the cause. It's 34-29 with a minute five to go in the half. What a second quarter for Perry LeCompton. They have scored 20 points here in this period. Good fan support for Perry LeCompton, of course. They're getting loud as the Cyclones have gone into a little bit of a drought here. Top of the circle, Jefferson with it. Bounces it short corner right. Edward Freeman Jr. has it. Back up top to Jefferson, just in front of the three-point line. Backs out behind the perimeter and still surveying this defense. The Cyclones just really don't have much going against this zone defense. They nearly threw it away, but Davis able to corral in the corner. Jefferson spins in the lane, had it knocked away. Picked up, though, by Jefferson in the corner. Now he's going to drive in the paint, shot up and no good. It just trickled off, and a rebound for Graves. Gets it up the floor quickly, and it's saved by Kneiper. 13 seconds here in the half. Trendle might be a charge. It is. Trendle got it, top of the key, lowered the shoulder, and an offensive foul. We'll give it back to Bishop Ward. 10.4 seconds left in the half. Cause leading by five. Let's see what they dial up here. Be shocked if it wasn't Tyler Holmes getting the opportunity here. He's been held in check here. Picks it up at midcourt. Gets it to the top of the key. 7 seconds. Right wing pass it goes. Pike open for three. Left it short. Fighting for the rebound, and Holmes picks up the foul. Good job by Colton Kneiper. And the foul on Holmes is his first, and team foul number four, and there's 2.6 seconds left here for the cause, and they got to throw it in opposite side of their bucket. See if they can get a look. They get it into Trendle. He's going to launch from 80 feet, nowhere close, and that takes us to halftime. The Perry LeCompton cause with a dominant second quarter. They were down five going into it, and they have themselves a 5 points halftime lead. The cause 34, Cyclones 29. Halftime show next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs, we excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What an impressive second quarter for the Perry LeCompton boys. They were down 19-14 at the end of one to Bishop Ward, but a 20-10 advantage, Logan, for the cause, and they have themselves a 5-point halftime lead. They are two quarters away from making it back to the state tournament.
this game started and Perry got the first points of the game. And then it kind of went to exactly what I was saying about the fast breaks transition for Bishop Ward. They were getting down the floor quickly. Holmes got going early and then just kind of settled down. Perry, you said it, Brandon, they've switched defenses about three or four times now. They finally found one that works and got the, you know, got the offense for Bishop Ward kind of out of sync, out of rhythm, if you will. And ever since then, Perry, they've got going offensively. Has hit, I think you said it, six threes now. And that one by Eli Dean to give him the lead at 31-29 was a big three and was a real big momentum shift for the cause. Biggest thing in the second half for Perry, just keep doing what you're doing. And you just got to keep the offensive rhythm going and keep the defense keep that same defense and see if you just can't keep getting stops.
Yeah, Perry LeCompton, they started in man-to-man defense. They went for about 2 or 3 minutes and then switched to 2-3, and then they were mixed in with a 3-2 zone, and that really gave the Cyclones trouble really all that second quarter in terms of that zone offense. And I'm sure Perry's going to keep that intensity up on that end once we get into the second half. Perry LeCompton, they're balanced in the scoring department. 8 apiece from Ronnie Baker and Eli Dean. They got 7 from Aiden Graves, 6 from Colton Kneiper, and then 5 from Marius Carlson. Perry LeCompton, 9 first-half turnovers. They collected 13 rebounds. They were 2-for-2 at the line, and as Logan mentioned, cause of it, 6 triples in that first half. For the Cyclones, Tyler Holmes, their leading scorer, 9 points and 4 rebounds. He didn't have a single point or a single rebound in that second quarter, and that's a big reason why the Cause were able to flip it up from a 5-point deficit to a 5-point lead. They also got 8 and a couple of threes from Quintavion Pike. They got 6 points as well from Jalen Jefferson, and then they got 4 points from Edward Freeman Jr. and 2 points as well from Gabriel Delatorre. 8 turnovers for the Cyclones, 8 team rebounds. They did not attempt a free throw in that first half, and they hit 3 shots from the outside. Stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Ondler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Our first of 2 sub-state title games here tonight is at the half. Perry LeCompton 34, Bishop Ward 29. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents, Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes.
Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Perry LeCompton two quarters away from a trip to Hutchinson. They lead Bishop Ward 34-29 at the break. Five players on pace for double-figure nights. Can they keep that pace going after they outscored the Cyclones 20-10 in the second quarter? A final timeout, the second half, is coming up next here on KNZA.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Packed house here on hand at Hiawatha High School, second half of game number one, our double dip sub-state championship action. Perry LeCompton, a 10-point advantage in the second quarter. They lead Bishop Ward 34-29. Here we go. We switch sides of the floor. Home white uniforms for Perry LeCompton, working left to right here in the front court. Holmes, great defense, and a turnover force. Delatorre all the way, and a layup is good. Count it, and one. Perfect start for the Cyclones there. They force a turnover and now have a chance at a three-point play. That's the 10th turnover of the game by Perry LeCompton. And the Cyclones within three at 34-31, 11 seconds into the quarter.
Yeah, and that was a great defense to start the second half for the Cyclones of Bishop Ward.
Delatorre, a 6'5 senior, 63% foul shooter. He buries that one, has five in the game. And again, a good start for the Cyclones here in the third quarter. It's down to two. Cause 34, Cyclones 32. We have played 20 seconds in this third. Here's Dean diving in from the left wing. Shovels it on the block. Gets it back out to Carlson. Carlson had it knocked away. Able to gather, but he is in a tough spot. Gets it off to Baker in the corner. He's doubled. Has to launch it here to the right wing. And they'll reset up top with Aiden Graves. Graves gets it back. Top of the circle. Shovels it to Dean. Thought about it. Puts it on the dribble. Lost his footing. On the floor. Ball still on the floor. Picked up near midcourt by Tyler Holmes. Back-to-back turnovers by the Cause. And now it goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Perry LeCompton. You can tell the Cyclones have really ramped it up defensively here in the first, not even minute of this third quarter of play. They have forced two turnovers already on two cost possessions. They can tie it with the two. They can take the lead on a three. Cause do come out in that 3-2 zone defense. They've mixed it up with the 2-3 so far. Good game, good atmosphere to this point, early third quarter. Delatorre, short corner touch, back to Holmes in the corner. Now a spin in the lane, near travel, but gets it out to Pike. A three on the way, short, able to get his own rebound, fading away, puts it in. That's just sticking with the play and out-hustling your man. Quintavion Pike with 10, and we're deadlocked at 34, 6:40 to go in this third quarter. Baker, a long two, rattles in and out. It was halfway down, collected on the rebound by Pike. Cyclones can take the lead. Here's Holmes. Lost it in the lane, but a foul's going to be called. And they're going to say Holmes was shooting there. Toss coach Matt Simmons can't believe that call. Now the officials are huddled up here. I'm not sure about that. And they're going to say it's still a foul on Perry LeCompton, but it's going to be on the floor. So Graves picks up his second foul. It's the second foul on Perry in the quarter, but it's not a shooting foul as Holmes will throw it in. Right side of his own backboard, dumps it into the backcourt. High right here with Jensen. Top of the key, it goes to Quintavion Pike, who's got 10 points tonight. Pike dumps it in. Delatorre on the block and threw it to nobody except a Perry LeCompton player. Turnover up the floor. Carlson can't make the layup. Tipped out near the three-point line, and Graves has it for a reset. Second chance opportunity here for Perry LeCompton. We're deadlocked at 34. Here's a deep left wing three that can't go there. Just halfway down, and Pike another rebound, his fifth of the game. 34-34. We've played 2 minutes in this third quarter. Not shocked at the cause. Have continued to ride out this zone defense, still in 3-2. Cyclones all through that second quarter had issues with it. Right now Pike with it, gets it down to Holmes inside the free throw line. His left side pass is tipped, but finds it into the hands of Jefferson. He'll drive and kick, making a pass. Now Pike dumps it down to Holmes, a lot of contact. Just threw it up in the air, and that's going to be a turnover. Here comes Perry, Kneiper to the rack, shot good, and the foul. Colton Kneiper knocked to his left, banks it in left side off the window with the right. He has got 8 points and a chance at one more. That breaks the tie. It's 36-34 Perry. And the foul on Bishop Ward against Noah Jensen. That is his first and team foul number one. Here's Kneiper at the line. Free throw, no good. Rebound Delatorre for the Cyclones. 36-34, Perry LeCompton, 5:20 to go. Jensen a three, front rim no. Delatorre had a chance at it. He gets a third opportunity, has it knocked away. Ball still on the floor, and it's finally picked up by Perry LeCompton. Now that one's knocked away. Another steal. So much physicality, and Delatorre gets an easy layup. When Matt Simmons wanted a foul, the whistles have been swallowed here in the third quarter. 36-36 tie, now a whistle and a foul finally called. Well, if it stays at this pace with the officiating, both fan bases are going to have a fun night. Let's just say that. Sorry to getting a little rowdy. It's Baker who picks up the foul. Second team foul on the cost. We're tied at 36 at 4:45 to go in the third. Here's a three, a little bit strong, and fighting for the rebound, and I think a foul's going to be called. It was pulled down by Pike. And a Perry LeCompton foul against Aiden Graves, and that is his third. Team foul number three on Perry in the quarter. That's a big foul to eye. Graves will stay out there for right now. He cannot afford to pick up a fourth here anytime soon. Looks like Trendle will check in the next dead ball. 36-36 tie. 4.5 minutes to go in the third. Trip to the state tournament on the line here tonight. In the corner, Delatorre. Now a short corner pass. Holmes had it knocked away and a steal for Perry. Here's Graves, shovels it up to Kneiper, and now a big-time defensive play by Holmes to come back and get a steal. All effort there for Holmes. Here's Jefferson in the lane, rejected by Baker out of bounds. Logan, this is a physical game, brother. They are letting them play. Bodies flying, bodies slamming, bumping and grinding. Not a ton of whistles in this game.
It also tells you, it just kind of shows you how bad both of these teams want to make that trip to Hutch next week.
36-36 tie coming up on the halfway point here in the third quarter. They set it up. Holmes in the corner for three, too strong. Easy rebound corralled by Kneiper off the rim. Another chance for Perry to break the tie. It's 36-36, officially past the halfway point in quarter number three. Man-to-man defense by Bishop Ward. Post touch on the block, knocked away, picked up though by Kneiper, right side to Trendle, long pass off the chest to Carlson, out of bounds, turnover by Perry LeCompton, their 14th of the game and their 5th here in the quarter. That is a number they do not want to continue to grow here in this second half. Not a ton of points here so far in the third quarter, 3:36, clock moving south. Cost staying in the 3-2, here's Holmes in the corner, he has not scored since the first quarter. Jensen driving, bumps and fouled. Hands at the hips makes me believe it's going to be on Eli Dean, and that is his first and caused team foul number 4. So the rest of the way, Cyclones are going to be in the bonus. So got 3:28 to go in this period. Here's Holmes, right side of his own backboard to trigger it in. De La Torre in the corner, back up top Jefferson. Now Holmes in the paint. Hard dribble, lefty shot, good. Tyler Holmes finessing that one up and in with the left hand. It breaks the tie, 38-36, Cyclones at 3:15 to go in the third. Here's Carlson, left side on the wing. Now up top to Baker. He's guarded by Holmes, Call Valley Conference Player of the Year. Now Kniper, deep three, front rim no, Holmes the rebound. Perry cannot allow Tyler Holmes to get going here in the second half. Goes behind the back, gets to the rack, scoops up and in. Tyler Holmes, impressive finesse finish. A little hobbled getting back up the floor, but a 4-0 spurt has the Cyclones by 4 at 40-36, 2:42 left in the third. Here's Carlson, left side, on the wing. Now Trindle, a post touch, shot up, good, a little muscle. The shaggy hair flying in the wind back the other way, and Trindle has his first basket. It's 40-38 Cyclones at 2:25 to go in the third. Now let's see how the Cyclones play this. The Caws are still in that 2-3, and now it's just Holmes, a step in front of midcourt, just standing and dribbling. Finally gets it right side on the wing to Noah Jensen. Holmes cutting through, gets it in the corner, back up top to Jensen. He puts it on the dribble twice with the left, picks it up there. Back up top here to Devontae Davis, who's back into the game for the Cyclones. Under 2 minutes to go in the third. Jensen a little hesitant on a 45-foot three, but turns that down. No surprise there. Back up top to Jensen here, working with the left-handed dribble. Left side pass, De La Torre on the wing. Now Jensen, ball faking, working right, picks it up top of the key. It's Davis, a three, nearly banked it in, no, picked up at the free throw line by Marius Carlson. Here's Baker all the way. Is that an offensive foul? No, they're going to say a blocking foul, so Carlson's going to shoot two. Devontae Davis thought he had a charge there, but it's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 3, and a chance to tie it with a couple of freebies here by 6'3 junior Ronnie Baker. Not a ton of free throws in this game so far. This will be just the fourth and fifth attempts for Perry tonight. And the first one short. Baker's a good free throw shooter at 78%. Caws as a team at 65%. Got 92 seconds left in what has been a very physical and low-scoring third quarter. Baker will try to go 1-for-2. Holds it left hip. Deep breath, fires, can't get it to go. He goes 0-for-2. And an easy rebound for Tyler Holmes, his sixth of the game. Cyclones 40, Caws 38, 1:25 and counting, third quarter. Head coach Kevin Walterbach, second year, leading this Cyclones program, looking for their first trip to state since 2007. Holmes, nice move, kicks it, Jensen, a corner three, a tie off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, no good. Still tipped into the air. Another chance here for Davis, and then he had it taken away. Edward Freeman Jr. also had a crack at it. Now Perry LeCompton, here's a three. Kniper got it. Colton Kniper, his third triple. He's got 11. Caws back in front. It is 41-40 with 45 seconds left in the quarter. Caws have scored the last five. Now do the Cyclones play out maybe what could be the final possession of the third quarter. Devontae Davis holding it high left. Caws are just relaxed in that 3-2 zone. Perimeter passing across the board with 26 seconds and counting. Jensen fires a three. That one is short. Tipped into the air. De La Torre gets the rebound, and he is bottled up, and a foul called on Perry. He's going to put the Cyclones at the line. It'll be Kniper, but a good job by Gabriel De La Torre, a 6'5 senior. He's got an opportunity to shoot two, give his team the lead back with just north of 21 seconds to go in the quarter. 7 points and 4 rebounds, make it 8 points and 4 rebounds now for De La Torre. 6 of his 8 points here in the third quarter. He is a 63% free throw shooter. This next attempt will be his 54th charity stripe shot of the season. 41-41 tie. He'll try to break it. He cannot. A tie off the heel, tipped into the air. It's out in the corner, and that might be... Well, who they're going to say? It's going to be Bishop Ward basketball. So the Cause can't secure the miss. And now the Cyclones with 18.8 can set it up for the final shot here in the quarter. Bring in Holmes right back in quickly. Pike, Jefferson, Jensen, and Edward Freeman Jr., the five on the floor right now for Bishop Ward. They get it to Holmes in the backcourt, right in front of midcourt. Waist-high dribbles, going back and forth from the left and the right hand. Goes behind the back, waiting for that time to trickle down. It's up to 8 seconds. He'll just fire a deep three. That one's off the right side rim, no good. Rebound for Bronson Rush, taken away, shot put up, and off the rim, it nearly fell down off the rebound attempt, but we go to the fourth quarter with a trip to state on the line. It is a tie game, folks. Cause 41, Cyclones 41. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter action coming your way next.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's been a dandy so far through three quarters, a trip to the Class 3A State Tournament on the line. We got two title games here tonight, and our first with Perry LeCompton and Bishop Ward is ready to start the fourth quarter with a tie game. It is 41-41. Bishop Ward to start the fourth quarter with the possession. Here is Holmes walking it into the front court from right to left. Jensen on the wing left. Up top it goes to Pike. Looking left, goes back right to Holmes on the wing. Cause have stayed zone really all game since the middle of the first quarter. Looks like they've changed it up to a 1-3-1 with Eli Dean leading the head of it. Here's Jensen, worked right, kicks it back left. Pike, baseline drive, cut off, steps back, 15-footer, short, rebound. Here's Eli Dean, and had it knocked away, and that's the second time we have seen Holmes stop that bucket with a defensive play. Holmes has been shaken up a little bit tonight, but he got the steal. Perry LeCompton, their 15th turnover of the game, but Holmes potentially saving a bucket there. Fans starting to pile in here for game number two, Sabetha and Silver Lake. 41-41 tie here with 7:15 left to go in the game. Bishop Ward outscored Perry 12-7 in the third period to tie this thing up. No points so far, a minute into this fourth quarter. Here's Jensen, wing left. He'll trigger a three. It is a little bit strong, and a rebound on the backside by Bronson Rush. He is tied up, and the possession arrow will give it back to Perry LeCompton. So Perry LeCompton gets it back. 6:58 to go in the game. We have seen no points here in the first minute and change of the fourth. It is deadlocked at 41-41. Bishop Ward now showing a little bit of press here in the full court. Man-to-man styles. Here's Graves working on Pike. He's bumped and fouled. Right about midcourt, Pike picks up his first foul tonight. And the second team foul, or correction, his second foul of the game. And the first foul against Bishop Ward here in the fourth quarter. Here's Graves near sideline into the front court. Back up top to Baker. Couple dribbles left, stops on the wing, back to Graves up top, he'll go back left, this time Kniper, post touch here, Baker, one-hander, turn around, got it to go, nestled it through there, and Ronnie Baker into double figures with 10, and the Cause have the first points of the fourth, they lead it 43-41, under 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Near steal by Graves, but Holmes resets up top here for Bishop Ward. The Kaw Valley Conference Player of the Year has been held in check for a majority of the night, but he still has 13 points. Jensen on the right wing, back up top to Holmes. The pace has slowed down so much here in the second half. Part of that is the Perry LeCompton defense. Here's Pike, left wing, three, no good. Backside rebound for Edward Freeman Jr. And now Jensen tees it up and drills a three to give the Cyclones the lead. Big shot for Noah Jensen, 44-43 Cyclones. Carlson passing into the corner. Kneiper hesitates, fires, didn't get the three to fall, but into the hands of Carlson for the offensive rebound, and the cause reset. 5:40, clock moving in the fourth. Here's a long two, that one no good. Baker, the rebound, and fouled on the putback attempt. Ronnie Baker hustling underneath for an offensive rebound, and he'll shoot two. Cyclones team foul number two in the quarter, and this one on Noah Jensen, his second. Ronnie Baker, 10 points, couple of rebounds here. He is 0 for 2 at the line tonight. And his first free throw is short, no good. He's 0 for 3. 44-43 Cyclones, 5:35 to go in the game. Gabriel Della Torre is back into the game. He'll replace Edward Freeman Jr. for the Cyclones. The 6'3 junior, Baker to tie the game, able to do so. 11 points for Ronnie Baker, 44-44 tie, 5.5 minutes to go in this sub-state championship game. Here is Holmes, just right in front of midcourt. The big Hiawatha Redhawk in the middle of that floor. Now he angles it left, Cause settling back, playing that zone defense. He set it up for Pike in the corner, closed out quickly by Kneiper. Back up to the right wing for Jensen, who just hit a big three a couple of minutes ago. Now Holmes holding it at the right hip. Into the corner with Pike. They don't close out. His three hits the rim twice. Falls off. No good. Rebound for Perry LeCompton's Colton Kneiper. Chance for the Cause to retake the lead. Baker, a post touch. A little up, a little under. Shot rejected out of bounds. Good defense by Della Torre, but the Cause will keep at 4:52 to go. Deadlocked at 44-44. This will be Eli Dean to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. Dumps it on the wing here to Carlson. Back up top, Baker. Chest pass left to Graves on the wing. Works around a semi-good screen, and now not near midcourt, but Graves saves it from going back to be a turnover. 4:40, clock moving in this fourth period. 44-44 tie. Nice play, Baker underneath. Shot rejected by Della Torre with authority. Here's Bishop Ward. Here's Holmes. Sidestep. Layup. Good. Tyler Holmes, 15. That is a nice move in transition. Cyclones 46. Cause 44. Just south of 4:20 to go in the game. There's Graves underneath. Missed the layup. Point blank. It's knocked out of bounds, but last touch by the Cyclones. Jefferson couldn't corral it, but boy, Graves had a point blank layup there. Logan couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, you just got to slow it down just a little bit as you're going up. This went up too quickly and too strong there.
And now a pass. It's knocked away into the backcourt. Picked up, so no turnover there. It was deflected by Holmes. He has been hobbling here tonight, battling through some adversity. And now Matt Simmons has seen enough of this. He wants to call a full timeout. We'll step aside as well. A trip to Hutch on the line. 4:01 to go in the game. Bishop Ward, 46. Perry LeCompton, 44. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert, non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatments to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Who wants it more? Pretty simple question between Perry LeCompton and Bishop Ward. The Cyclones leading the Cause, 46-44, 4:01 to go in this game. Of course, stay with us after this one. We got Sabetha and Silver Lake in the nightcap tonight here on KNZA, but this one is giving the fans who paid the admission much worth it here tonight. And we're out of the timeout, officially past 4 minutes into this fourth quarter. Cause down two with the ball. They set it up. Baker tees it up. A deep three. Got it to go. What a play out of the timeout. Ronnie Baker gives the Cause a 47-46 lead with a straightaway three. Here's Pike in the corner. Dribbles in up top to Holmes. He's on the right wing. Closed out by Graves. Had it knocked away. Still in the air. Holmes saves it. Dumps it inside to Pike. Layup. Good. Pike now with 12. Holmes saved that for being a turnover. He'll get the assist. 48-47 Cyclones at 3:20 to go. Here's Kneiper driving in. Off-balance shot. Couldn't get it to go. And a quick rebound for Jensen. And he throws it up to Holmes. Cyclones with the lead. Pike on the left block. Hop step. Shot good. Back-to-back buckets by Quintavion Pike. He's got 14. And the Cyclones lead it by three at 50-47, exactly 3 minutes to go. Couple big buckets there by Pike. Now a backdoor pass. Dean, it might have had it blocked, and a rebound for Holmes. Probably shouldn't have shot faked. He should have gone up right away, but nonetheless, good defensive play by the Cyclones. And now a three-point lead here for Bishop Ward at under 240. It is Holmes near midcourt, just dribbling with the right hand waist high. Now Logan, the Cons have switched it up. They're man-to-man here. Haven't done that since the first quarter. Holmes had it knocked away, but a foul called. Will it be on the shot? Might be on the floor here as Baker picks up his third. And Perry LeCompton team foul number two. It is on the floor. Bishop Ward will throw it in, leading by three at 2:28 to go. This will be Holmes to throw it in, the Kaw Valley Conference Player of the Year, over 1,000 points in his career. 15 points tonight to go along with 7 rebounds. Delatorre in the lane. Tough shot. Count it. And one. Gabriel Delatorre with a monster basket and a chance at one more. The Cyclones now lead it by 5 with 2:20 to go. Cause foul on Ronnie Baker. That is his fourth. And team foul number 3 in the quarter. Delatorre's free throw. Got it to go. Now 3 for 4 at the line tonight. He's got 11. Big possession here for Perry LeCompton. They're down 53-47 at 2:15 to go. Here is a three. Kneiper, it's an air ball. And Jensen with the rebound on the backside for the Cyclones. Here's Delatorre left side on the wing. We're at 2 minutes to go, and there's a timeout going to be called by Bishop Ward. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here, but that timeout brought to you by Schlegel's. Homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, for Perry LeCompton, a big run here by the Cyclones. They have a 6-point lead, Logan, 2:02 to go. Cyclones have the ball as well. What do you think Matt Simmons is telling his team on the sideline?
He's got to be telling his team, obviously, what we've seen late here toward going into this timeout. Bishop Ward, they've kind of sped Perry up offensively. Perry isn't a team that wants to go quick the entire time. They kind of want to slow it down, especially once they get the lead. And Bishop Ward defensively was kind of pressuring them, make them have to go, make them decide a little bit quicker than maybe they want. Biggest thing for Perry as well. We've seen a couple easy shots inside, just rushed it a little bit. Otherwise, this game could be a little bit closer than it is right now. So if you're Coach Matt Simmons, you got to be telling the guys, hey, we need points, we need stops. But you can't rush shots. You've got to find and be smart on your decision-making.
Big possession here defensively for the Cause. And they turn it over. Wow. Ill-advised there. So the Cause desperately needed that. Now they need a bucket. 1:51 left in this game. Clock moving south. The Cyclones leading the Cause by 6. Here's Graves. Into the corner. It goes with Dean. Dumps it inside. Baker fouled on a shot. He'll shoot 2. Delatorre was up high with it. That'll be his third foul. Cyclones team foul number 3. Big free throws right here for Ronnie Baker, who's just 1 for 4 tonight at the line. His first is on the way. That one's good. He missed his first 3, but has made his last 2. And he's got a game high 15 here to lead Perry. 53-48. Second. Shorts. Rebound Bishop Ward. 5-point Cyclones lead. We're approaching 90 seconds to go in this sub-state title game. Dean playing some good defense, nearly forcing a turnover, but Holmes continuing to keep the dribble left side on the wing. Works it back middle of the floor. There's the bump and the foul on Eli Dean. That'll be his second and the final foul to give there. Next one on Perry puts the Cyclones at the stripe. 1:27 left in the game. The Cyclones lead it by 5. We were tied going into the fourth quarter. The Cyclones have had a nice burst here over the last couple minutes, but there's a steal for Perry and a layup good. Tavarius Carlson with a monster steal and bucket. A three-point game now at 53-50. 1:15 to go. Shoot, you see some Silver Lake fans cheering it up at the Perry LeCompton sideline. Big East representing Big East here. Sabetha Silver Lake in the nightcap. Final 1:03 to go. Cyclones with it. Of course, they don't want to worry about getting anything too much. Next foul will put them on the line. We're under a minute to go. 54 seconds here. Jensen right in front of midcourt. Working it to the right wing. Down to 47 seconds. Back up near midcourt to Holmes. Holmes bumped and fouled by Marius Carlson. Stops the clock at 44 seconds. Carlson is third, and now free throws coming up here for Tyler Holmes. His first free throw attempts tonight, 86 of 122 at the line this year, good for 68%. Holmes is 122nd free throw attempt of the year. It's on the way. It's pure. The Kaw Valley Conference Player of the Year gives the Cyclones a four-point lead at 44 seconds to go in the game. Another big one coming up here for the 6'3 senior. It's on the way. Another pure one. Two big free throws, and now a must-get possession here. It's going to be Kniper, a quick three, left it short. Carlson, though, the rebound in the corner, and then a timeout for Perry. So Carlson saving that possession with an offensive rebound. That timeout called. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 37 seconds to go in the game, Logan. The Caws are down five with the ball. They have got to get some points here on this possession.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's a two or a three. You just got to score somehow. Biggest thing is you got to go quick. Now you kind of have to speed it up because you only have 37.1 seconds to go, and Bishop Ward defensively playing great man-to-man defense. And if you're Perry, how many more chances are you going to have, especially if you don't score on this one? So you got to find a quick basket here out of the timeout, try to get a trap, steal, or, you know, worst-case scenario, you have to foul and put Bishop Ward at the line, but you got to try to score quickly here. You're thinking try to get a basket before about 30 seconds is left.
Well, the Cyclones have three in double figures. Tyler Holmes leading the way with 17. Quintavion Pike with 14. Gabriel De La Torre with 11. Cause get it into the backcourt here. 35 seconds, clock moving. Cause down five at 55-50. They set it up for Baker, a three. Hits high off the rim, no good. And Graves thought he was pushed from behind, but no foul. It's out of bounds. Back to the Cyclones. 29 seconds left. You don't get the turnover. You got to get a quick foul here and hope the Cyclones miss some free throws. They get it into Holmes. 27 seconds, working near sideline. Had it knocked away. His pass gets over to Jensen right near midcourt. He is bumped and fouled. Boy, it was maybe almost a near turnover. Good sportsmanship there for Carlson, helping up Jensen on the play at midcourt. But again, the foul on Dean. That is his fourth. And Noah Jensen, big opportunities at the line to extend on a five-point lead with 22 seconds to go. What a battle it's been between these two teams. Jensen's first, no good. So even if he makes this, Logan, it'll still be a two-possession game. But again, time running thin at just 22 seconds left.
Yeah, the good thing for Perry is they've got guys who can hit threes quickly.
Jensen, 3 points, couple of boards tonight. His second free throw is good, and it's a six-point Cyclones lead. 56-50 at 22 seconds to go. Here's Graves. They got to get a quick one here. Into the front court on the right wing. Kicks it back up top. Dean, a three. Swish. And a timeout for Perry. 11 in the game and three threes for Eli Dean. And it's not over yet. 13.1 seconds left. Cyclones 56. Cause 53. It's a 30. We're not going anywhere. How we feeling? It's been a good game, man.
It's
been a fun game tonight.
This has been a fun one. We kind of talked about it. Obviously, we'll get more into it with the second game, how good that one could be. We kind of wondered going into this one, kind of the matchup. And so far, Brandon, you said it. Holmes for Bishop Ward averaging 24, the next closest guy at 8 points a game. The rest of the guys for Bishop Ward have stepped up on the offensive side of the floor for the Cyclones. For Perry, you know, we talk about free throws. Think about how many they've missed so far and how either close or possibly Perry leading this game. Free throws are always critical during the season, but especially now, they've missed some crucial ones. Biggest stop, you said it, try to get a quick turnover or possibly foul. They did put it back up to 14 seconds.
Yeah, the Caws are 2 for 7 from the line here in the second half. 3-point Cyclones lead. They have the full length of the floor to work with 14 seconds to go. They get it into Holmes. Nobody's back. De La Torre catching, and he's quickly fouled. But five, or roughly not quite five, but 4 seconds and change taken off the clock. And De La Torre is going to shoot two monster free throws here. The 6'5 senior for the Cyclones, trying to make it a two-possession game with just south of 10 seconds to go. He is 3-for-4 at the line tonight, 11 points, 5 rebounds. His first freebie, no good. And a sub is in. Jalen Jefferson back onto the floor, replacing Devontae Davis. 9.7 seconds left in this title game. This free throw would make it a 4-point lead. No good. Rebound for Perry and a timeout. Oh, my goodness. So the Cause will have to work the full length of the floor with 9 seconds to go, Logan, down three.
Wow. Biggest thing for Bishop Ward is you don't want to foul a shooter.
And I don't think, if you got to work the full length, that there was a little bit more time, you could probably argue that, you know, maybe get to the rack and try to get a quick two, but, you know, you figure unless you pass it near midcourt, if they get it in, you're going to take a couple of seconds off the clock. So you think this final possession, at least in my opinion, I think this is it. They're drawing up a three right now as head coach Matt Simmons.
Yeah, Simmons has to draw one up because the other thing you got to think about, you see it, we saw it in the first half, you know, letting Holmes just kind of walk the ball up the floor, don't pick it up so the clock doesn't run. You know Bishop Ward sitting there saying, hey, we're going to pressure them all the way up the floor. So one, they can't get up quickly. They can't get up set up for a good shot, plus you waste a bunch of time. And Brandon, obviously, last year was the first year that we saw it. You don't have the bonus and double bonus anymore in high school basketball. Obviously, two missed free throws, crucial there for the Cyclones. If you're Perry, you could have got the ball after the first one and went down.
Cyclones do have a foul to give as well.
Yes.
So let's see if they utilize that on this play. 56-53 Cyclones. The Cause with the ball, 9 seconds to go in the game. They got to go the full length of the floor. They dump it in at the free throw line. Near side, there's a bump and a foul. That's fine. 7 seconds exactly left. They get Jalen Jefferson with the foul. So now the Cause are throwing it near sideline, right at midcourt. Down by three. This place will go wild if the Cause can do it. Here's Graves, right wing, thought about it straight away. Baker for the tie. No good off the front rim. Holmes the rebound and the game's over. Ronnie Baker had a fantastic look. It was on target, but just a touch short. And Bishop Ward survives and advances to the Class 3A state tournament next week. An absolute dandy of a game here tonight in just our first of two as the Cyclones survive it. 56-53 over Perry LeCompton. Our post-game show next brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank. Spring has almost arrived, and it's time for farmers to start thinking about planting season. You may need to get the tractor serviced for the field, or maybe it's time to purchase a new one. We are the bank to visit. We offer an ag line of credit and many kinds of ag loans. Randy, Dell, or Luke would be happy to visit with you in their office or at your farm. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, we're back here. Sorry about that. We got bumped up by a Sabetha faithful. Is getting ready for game two tonight in this sub-state title game. Going to be Silver Lake and Sabetha, but we got to recap what we just saw. A fantastic finish between Bishop Ward and Perry LeCompton. It went down to the wire. The cause had a three at the end to tie the game to potentially go into overtime, but Baker from straight away just a touch short, and the Cyclones surviving 56-53. Bishop Ward, their record now 16-7, and they'll head to Hutch next week and at the state tournament for them. First time since 2007. Perry just a shot short. They will close this season at 12-11. A game that was 19-14 at the end of one. Bishop Ward had the lead. A 10-point advantage for Perry gave them a 5-point lead at the half. Game was tied 41-41 going into the fourth. And again, it was Bishop Ward holding on 56-53. We don't have a ton of time here as we got to get ready for Sabetha and Silver Lake in a big East League showdown to see who's going to join Bishop Ward at the state tournament. But Logan, again, fantastic game we saw here in this first one.
Yeah, both teams, you could tell they really wanted the game in the first one. Neither team wanted to miss a chance to go to state and play for the opportunity to win a state title this season. But unfortunately, one team's season had come in to an end. Same thing's going to happen in this next game between Sabetha and Silver Lake. Somebody's season's going to come to a close here tonight. The winner's going to go on to next week. But Brandon, We saw that first game. The refs, they let him play. I mean, obviously, you know, there was some stretches where they kind of called him, obviously, a little bit closer than it should have been, but or not should have been, but better than what it was. But there was a lot of, you know, moments in that game where one side wanted a call, didn't get it. The other side come back the other way. They thought they should get a call. They didn't get, you know, or the call was made that they were like, hey. But nonetheless, both teams, a phenomenal game by both teams, but you got to give it up to the teammates for Holmes. The rest of his team came in clutch, if you will, here tonight to help him and their team get to the state title. And you got to give it up for Perry, the season they had, going two games on the road in the sub-state tournament and then making it here tonight and beating teams like Santa Fe Trail and Wellsville.
Let's get you the final numbers in this game as Bishop Ward again out to and a state tournament berth for the first time since 2007. They got 17 points, 9 rebounds from Tyler Holmes. They got 14-6 from Quintavion Pike. Pike had two big baskets in the final stretch of that game that helped get the Cyclones out in front. But again, a big night for Pike with 14-6. They also got 11 points from Gabriel Delatorre, 6 points from Jalen Jefferson, 4 from Noah Jensen, and 4 points as well from Edward Freeman Jr. Perry LeCompton season comes to an end. They had 15 points from Ronnie Baker, of course, his 3 at the buzzer, just a touch short, which would have sent it into overtime. They got 11 points apiece from Colton Kneiper and Eli Dean. They also got 7 points apiece from Marius Carlson and Aiden Graves. As again, the Perry-Lecompton season ends with a record of 12-11. Caught at 9 threes, had 15 turnovers. They were 4 of 9 at the line, including 2 of 7 in the second half, and they had 24 rebounds. Bishop Ward, 15 turnovers. All their free throws in the second half, they were 6 out of 10 in that category. They had 27 rebounds total, 19 of those in the second half, and the Cyclones hit 4 triples in the game total. Player of the game is Quintavion Pike, the 5'8 sophomore for the Cyclones, averaging just 8 points per game and 2 rebounds coming in. He goes for 14-6 tonight. Some big baskets in the final minutes as it helped the Cyclones prevail against Perry-Lecompton 56-53. Our player to bank on brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. All right, we got to step aside for a timeout as we get you set for game number 2 tonight. A big East League showdown that went into overtime the first time these two teams hooked up, Silver Lake and Sabetha. We are excited. About 9 minutes away from the opening tip, we'll take it back to Kirk Kilman in studio, and we're back after a break for game number 2 of our double dip in Hiawatha tonight. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.